Hi, I'm Sarah Noble, your host for the Modern Day Intuitive Podcast. For over 25 years, I've been on a spiritual journey, searching, learning, expanding, and growing. I've traveled the world, led by my heart, on a quest to know myself so that I can support others. This podcast was created from my deep desire to help you connect with your intuition and to inspire you to create a life where the impossible becomes possible and you live into your sacred dreams and desires. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Hello, my loves. Welcome to the show today. Thank you for being here. Great show today that really touched my heart. Jordan and I go on a journey to visit his inner child, his little boy that was so scared at a really young age. So thank you, Jordan, for just being so vulnerable and really going there deep with me. I appreciate you. So Jordan is here. He's in the middle of a big life transition, and he's leaving his job to follow his purpose and passion, like so many of you that listen to these readings. And as he's standing on the threshold, it feels as if it's as big as the Grand Canyon. And he's looking for guidance on how to traverse this incredibly terrifying space. And so this reading takes us on a journey where we look at how your tendencies to overcomplicate what is truly quite simple and the reasons that we might do this. We talk about how your body holds the wisdom and answers that you seek. Like, nothing is outside of you. It all lives within you, my loves. We look at nurturing and protecting your inner child as a path to freedom in your daily life, like really being with yourself intimately in these places where that tender part of you just needs your love, needs to feel safe, needs to feel seen. And then we also, through this process, we look at how you can rewrite your past and rewire your neural pathways. And this I first learned in studying the Andean traditions, where they talk about how we can actually change the past. We can change our future and we can change our past. Like, we go back and we rewrite the way the memories live inside of us. And I know on my own healing journey, this was such profound work. And science is now catching up with some of these ancient ways of being and saying, like, yes, as we rewire the neural net and the neural pathways in our brain, the way the past lives inside us actually changes. And it's making me think of, I believe it's called the Mandela Theory, where if you Google it, there's thousands of examples where the past is literally changing. It's pretty incredible. I'm getting goosebumps just referring to it. So if you feel like going on a little extra deep dive rabbit hole type of thing, go check that out. Life is not what we think it is. Reality is not what we've been told. It's so much bigger, crazier, wilder, all the things. So thanks for being here. Thanks for being on this journey. I love you. And enjoy my reading with Jordan. Namaste. Hi, Jordan. Welcome to the podcast. How can I help you today?
Well, Sarah, I have been searching for somebody with your particular skill set. I'm looking at changing over my life from doing construction and things that just really didn't align with my purpose. And now I'm about to enter into this new reality. And crossing over to that new reality, I feel this almost impossible to cross cavern, or almost like the Grand Canyon. It feels like it's so massive, this blockade, this hole in the floor. I just can't seem to jump over to take on this new life that I want. I actually want it, but I feel like there's something that's just stopping me from getting there. And coming across the amazing gifts that you share with people is exactly what I think I need to help me get over to the other side. And so that's what I'm hoping to get help with today, Sarah, is how do I cross over to the other side?
Thank you for this and for being here. And the first words that are dropping in is just to remind you that you hold all the wisdom already inside you. that you do know your answers, and that we're just here to reflect each other and help each other on our journeys. And with that, you're showing me, it looks like the inside of an old clock with all these wheels and cogs and mechanical pieces that are turning. And with the sense that there's this tendency in you to overcomplicate things that are really quite simple and that you have the answers for, and yet you get caught in this process of thinking that it needs to be more difficult than it actually is. So as I share that with you, what do you make with that?
Well, I definitely do that. I'm actually about to go and have a conversation with the people who are welcoming me into this new space, being able to take on healing full time. And I have to have this conversation about the details of, okay, well, what are my work hours going to be like? What will I be paid? So on and so forth. And it really is a simple conversation. There's a certain set of questions that you ask, a certain set of answers you receive, and you move forward. But I've noticed that I've been so terrified of going ahead and asking these questions that I've actually made lists of, okay, well, what can I actually offer these people? Am I actually worth what I think that I'm worth? And creating so much chaos and just digging deeper and deeper into the hole. I definitely do that, overcomplicate things.
So the word you use, I believe, is terrifying, right? Like there's something there for you. It's quite potent if it feels that massive. Where does that live in your body?
The word terrifying?
Yeah, like when you were speaking back to me and telling me about these questions and this part of you that's quite terrified, where does that live in your body? Like, is there a sensation? Is there a feeling, a pain? How does that represent itself?
Now that you direct my consciousness towards it, it's actually a restrictive sensation in my chest, on my heart specifically.
Are you familiar with this sensation?
Yeah, I am.
What do you know about it?
I know that I don't like to feel this way, and I know that I've felt this way many times in my life. And that it's a feeling that I create. It's a feeling that I get when I know what to do, but I'm terrified to do it.
Yeah.
So I guess that ties back into, too, you said you have all the answers. Well, yeah, you got me, Sarah.
Are you okay to explore this sensation a little more?
Let's do it.
Okay. If you think back, like wind back the clock and imagine yourself getting younger and younger, maybe you might see this as a little screen in your forehead, and there you see yourself on the screen and you're getting younger and younger. Allow it to drift back to a time between the ages of 5 and 8, more or less. Maybe you recognize yourself from a photo or a favorite shirt or toy, and let me know when you feel like you've connected in with this part.
Maybe you could help me clarify. I'm getting a few different experiences come to mind. What should I do about that? Do I just choose one, or?
Well, what we're looking for is the first time that you felt this sensation in your chest, this terrifying sort of gripping, I can't move forward. So does one of those images line with that?
As you say that, actually, does it have to be between 5 and 8? Because there's one that came to me when I was much younger.
Then let's go with that. Yeah, the youngest one. So many of us don't have memories before 5, so... Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, well, this particular memory, I think I was maybe 1.5 or 2. And I remember sleeping. I was laying on my back. I was sleeping. The room was dark, but the door was open. And the crack like the space of where the wall was and the door being open was, there was just this different kind of darkness there. And I remember in this moment being so, so scared. And I mean, I don't know if this really happened or what, but the memory I have of this experience was that I was actually lifted up by this darkness. And the feeling that I had was as if it was trying to take me away. And I remember kicking and like moving as much as I possibly could until it dropped me. And then I kind of landed back on the bed.
That's significant. Did anybody come to help you or be with you? Did you call out for help?
I don't remember. All I can seem to recall from that experience is just the darkness, and then that's it.
And you feel that same sensation in your chest that is similar today when you're on a threshold or starting something new?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Would you be open to being with that little boy who's so scared and terrified and possibly didn't have anybody that came because you didn't even know what to do?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What feels good for him? Like, do you want to snuggle with him in bed? Do you want to put him on your lap? What does he need?
Yeah, the first thing is, as soon as you said put him on my lap, that's what I got, was to go back up against the wall and basically create the same thing for him, arms wrapped around him.
Mm-hmm. Protecting him. Yeah, there were words maybe that he needed to hear that he didn't get to hear that night about being protected, being safe, everything being okay. What words feel good for you to say to him? Like, if you imagine that you are his parent and this event happened, this darkness came in and you actually cried out, and a parent came in, and that parent is you, actually, now, right? We're rewriting the past inside of your nervous system and your neural net. And what that boy, I imagine, needs most is to know that he's okay. And the beautiful thing is that you get to show up for him now in this memory and soothe him and help him. And so, what words would you love to say to him that he would love to hear?
It's definitely a big memory for me. What I would say is that you're okay. I'm here. You're safe. And I would ask questions. Try to figure out what happened so that he could be seen, so that he could be heard. And then I'd probably hit him with a bit of wisdom.
Well, how about stay inside the memory, like instead of third person? It's so powerful if you can really be in first person with him, like you are his protector right now. You are snuggling him, holding him on your lap. You're letting him know that he's not alone, that you are here to protect him from the darkness. You're here with him always. No one is going to trouble him or harm him. That you can send the darkness away. Would you like to do that?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So there is your image as you're in this memory. Let him see you send the darkness away.
Well, happiness, I suppose, in the simplest sense. Just now there's play and laughter. And I could definitely feel, as you were asking me to say things, that it was so difficult. Like, I felt like it was impossible to actually say what I wanted to say there. But now, in that memory, the lights are on. There's laughs, there's love, there's safety. It's amazing.
Is there anything else he needs from you right now?
Just a gigantic hug.
So when that hug is complete and it feels good and correct for you, imagine that memory inside a golden bubble and see him there with the lights on, and he's happy and he's playing and he knows that he's safe and he knows that you are always there for him, no matter what, in every moment. And maybe you want to give him a high five or a kiss goodbye and just let him know that he only has to call and you're right there. And then just let that memory fade, seeing him smile, seeing him safe, seeing him happy. And you just let me know when you're complete.
I'm good.
So see yourself just back here today in this time and space talking to me. How does your chest feel, that sensation in your chest?
Well, it's gone. It feels open, free.
What do you want to do with that space?
Fill it with as much love as possible.
And now if you take the space filled with love and possibility, and you come back to this place we started with, this threshold of leaving an old life behind and stepping into a new life, what do you see differently?
Well, when I first imagined it, it was literally like there was a chasm and a separation. Everything was black except for some symbolic references to either life. And now everything's illuminated, and I can see that this massive chasm actually wasn't even there the whole time. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So as you go into your meeting today, what do you want to ask for?
I want to ask for exactly what I know that I deserve.
What's the energy you're taking with you into that meeting?
Gratitude, love, and a wonderful sense of confidence.
What are you taking away from our call today?
Well, firstly, that you're awesome. That's number one.
We're reflections of each other. Don't forget.
Number two, that, yeah, like you said at the very beginning, you have the wisdom within you. You have the answers. And it's just a matter of deciding to actually look within yourself and to change the narrative of what you keep telling yourself. And that there really isn't anything holding you back from what you want to create for your life, other than the obstacles which you create for yourself.
Yeah, everything is alive within us, right? The wisdom and the obstacles. We create it all. But the beauty of that, right, is that the obstacle becomes the very thing that we need to move us forward. It isn't something that's in the way. It's the medicine.
Yeah, very well said. I'm definitely also taking away a feeling of lightness. Yeah, I feel fantastic, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for being so vulnerable and for really going there with me. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
Does this feel like an okay place to land today?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for being here today and making your personal and spiritual growth a priority in your life. To learn more about connecting with your dreams and your intuition so that you can create a life full of possibilities, visit me at www.sarahnoble.com and see how we can create magic together. A big thank you from my heart to yours for making the planet a better place for us all.